8 Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we'll talk to the chair of a new state assembly task force on urban education.
First, it appears that Wisconsin's two largest cities are of two minds in the debate over whether police officers should be required to wear body cameras. Yesterday, a Madison advisory committee voted against a pilot program that would test those cameras out next year.
On the other side of the issue, last Sunday, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett announced a proposal to equip all Milwaukee beat cops with body cameras by the end of 2016, a proposal supported by Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn. More than 2,000 in Milwaukee signed a petition urging the use of the cameras last year.
The no vote yesterday in Madison was made by an advisory committee. It doesn't rule out the possibility of that pilot program happening next year. Some of the concerns that the committee cited after talking to community members include privacy, a fear that officers could manipulate footage, and concern that it wouldn't address larger issues of trust.
Cami Chavis-Simmons joins us now to talk about the police body camera debate. She's the director of the Criminal Justice Program and professor of law at Wake Forest University. She's also a former prosecutor. Cami, welcome back to Central Time.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So how common is this debate over police body cameras right now around the country?
You know, I think it's interesting. I think that you see the differences between the two cities is really reflective of the discourse that's happening across the country. Body cameras are not necessarily a new technology, but I think that given the recent events of the past year, with certainly with Ferguson and Staten Island and Freddie Gray, many of these some of these instances having been videotaped, it's really catapulted the issue to the forefront. And the federal government pledging millions of dollars to help local communities equip themselves with body cameras. But I think what it shows us is that this is it's a very complex issue. Of course, there are the accountability concerns if we can have these instances on videotape, if officers know that their actions are going to be perhaps videotaped, then maybe they'll modify their behavior. That's the rationale. The same thing goes for citizens. Perhaps citizens will rectify or modify their conduct if they know that they're being taped. But at the same time, they're very serious privacy concerns that have to be considered as well.
Well, in terms of the general trend, are cities and governments and communities moving toward adopting body cameras, or are they moving more slowly with more caution?
You know, I think in the beginning, I would say about a year ago, we have now passed the anniversary of Michael Brown's shooting in Ferguson. And initially, there was a huge outcry to say, look, if this had been on videotape, we would not necessarily have the officer's word against the other witnesses. We'd have an objective accounting, an objective video of what happened. The problem with that is that there have also been other instances of alleged police misconduct that have been on videotape, and still the officers have been cleared there. So I think that kind of captures a little bit of the complexity, but I think that communities, I wouldn't say that it was a knee-jerk reaction. It makes sense to perhaps implement body cameras. And there's studies that show when officers, these studies are limited, but there's studies that show when officers are wearing cameras, complaints against police officers and rates of excessive uses of force decrease. However, I think that if anyone who's been involved in drafting one of these policies, the issues are complex, because we also have to take into account that officers, when they're responding to a call, may go into someone's home, and there are lots of privacy concerns related to wearing the cameras. I think also some communities are concerned about, particularly communities of color, being under an extreme amount of surveillance already, and that these cameras might just be adding to that.
We're talking with Cami Chavis-Simmons right now, director of the Criminal Justice Program and professor of law at Wake Forest University. We're talking about the advisory council here in Madison voting not to implement a pilot program to use police body cameras in the next year. And Milwaukee, on the other hand, the mayor introducing a budgetary item for those cameras to be implemented by the year 2016. So here in Madison, one of the things that was put forward by the council was that a concern, the body cameras would be construed as a quick fix, a Band-Aid approach, instead of fixing some of those deep underlying problems of mistrust between police and minority communities. What do you make about that decision on those grounds?
Well, I think it's interesting. I think that it's correct to assert that it shouldn't be a Band-Aid, and having even the widespread use of body cameras is not going to fix everything that needs to happen within police departments regarding greater accountability. However, I do think what that means, I think, is that body cameras need to be part of an overall comprehensive approach when we're thinking about criminal justice reform and reforming some of the law enforcement agencies. Body cameras can be an incredible tool just in terms of, again, of police accountability, but at the same time, there has to be a balance in the approach using those cameras. And I think I'd also say that the cameras have to be part of a wider, comprehensive model of reform. If you have an officer that repeatedly there's footage on the camera that demonstrates some unprofessional conduct, if that officer is not disciplined or is not held accountable, then there's not going to be any increase in trust. So it can be, I think body cameras can be part of an overall comprehensive plan.
Is there any consensus right now as to whether concerns like privacy that you mentioned and taking time to fix things at a more root level, whether those concerns outweigh some of the benefits you talked about?
I think that the consensus among a lot of people is it's important to have a pilot program first, right, so that we can determine the potential effect that these cameras might have and work out any bugs in terms of implementing the cameras department-wide. So I think you'd certainly want to start with having a pilot program rather than rolling the cameras out to all of the officers. But I think we also have to understand that this is an evolving issue, and the technology with regard to body cameras are going to evolve as well. I know that sometimes there are concerns that an officer may have access to the footage and could alter the footage, but the technology is such and is evolving as such to make that very difficult or impossible in some cases. And the officer's decision as to when to turn on the camera, when to activate the camera, the technology is evolving there. It right now seems to be in the officer's discretion if that's how a department policy dictates it. The officer has discretion in certain circumstances to turn it on. But you can draft policies that are very clear that indicate when an officer should have their camera on and under what circumstances the officer would be using the camera.
And can we just very briefly, as we wrap up here, if Milwaukee does implement this move to implement body cameras by 2016, what kind of challenges do you think that they should be aware of going forward?
I think the challenges, the privacy concerns are real, and having very clear standards as to how the data is going to be stored, how long it's going to be stored, who has access to the data, is the general public going to be able to access this data under the Freedom of Information Act? There are lots of different concerns that many communities are dealing with now.
Cami, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was Cami Chavis-Simmons, director of the Criminal Justice Program and professor of law at Wake Forest University. Yesterday, a Madison advisory committee voted against implementing a body camera pilot program. That comes after Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett announced Sunday a plan to equip all Milwaukee B-cops with cameras by the end of 2016.
Coming up, we'll talk to the chair of the newly created Bipartisan Assembly Task Force on Urban Education here in Wisconsin, hear about some of the challenges facing school districts in Milwaukee and Wisconsin's biggest cities.